મને મોકા મને and I first looked at that topic, I'm thought, what is that? And I talked with a couple of people about it because today I try not to do things just on my own, even if I think I know. Good job, Lachlan. I think the spiritual manipulation, geez, this is hard. Keep in mind, and people that know me know that I'm a word person anyway. So I had to look up the word, the spirit, but I forgot what it meant. But it's I forgot how to form the unification of words. But manipulation, keep in mind, manipulation is the ability to skillfully direct and guide something to do what you want it to do. Like a barber would take his clippers and cut your hair so nicely. But usually, according to the dictionary, it's in an unfair way. And also keep in mind, spiritual is not of the flesh, of the soul, not corporeal, of what we feel. Keep in mind, too, that the disease is a spiritual malady. And manipulation is one of the aspects of the disease. So I looked at all those things. So I was like the gentleman that spoke before. It's quite a broad spectrum when you talk about spiritual manipulation. But I had to take my own experience with the thing. And I remember when I first came to the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I sat down. I made a decision when I came out of that treatment facility that I wanted to live. And I have 7,523 days clean. It ain't about, it's because of you. So, I came here and I ain't say nothing for 9 months. Somebody noticed me and they said, you gonna talk. Because and from that point on, I just kept on talking, right? Because what I heard was, do something different. And I'm the kind of person, I got 2 cents. My best friends used to say, you ought to write a book, my 2 cents. I had 2 cents for everything. So, because of the nature of me, and I don't apologize for it, Roger, he says I'm analytical, and I am. But that's a good thing about me. That's my nature. I came in here, and I sat down, and I analyzed some stuff. And I said, that makes sense, that don't make sense. Let me try that. So I began to work this program, and I can remember back in the day, I don't know, I may have had 4 or 5 years clean, and I was sharing at this meeting down in Baltimore, private example. And I was sharing so fervently because I have a passion for this program. And it was this guy in the audience just kept his eyes on me, right? And I like that because I'm a ham, right? But then after I finished sharing, he wanted to get to know me for whatever reason he wanted to get to know me, right? And I imagine, no, it's true, he was impressed with the way that I shared. Now keep in mind, I'm a same type of gender loving person. So this was a guy, you get it? Hang on for that for a minute. So, you know, when sometimes when new people come into the rooms, they're kind of confused sometimes. And everybody need a little hope. And what I provided for this gentleman was a little hope. But he was attracted to me as well. Right? So. And I don't know if I've ever shared this before in an open forum, but I'm sure somebody in my network must have known about this. So even though this person was attracted to me physically, he still needed some help. But because I spoke so fervently and freely and wonderfully about this program and how it helped me, he looked up to me. And it gave him some hope. But through the process, we got together. He was looking out for some help, but I used my spiritual knowledge to take advantage of him in the end. That ain't nothing I'm proud about, but I'm just sharing my experience. Even though in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, this is not a place to dump your stuff. We share in the solution. So here's what I do now. And like I told you before, I'm the same type of gender-loving person. And I got 20 years clean. I know a little something. I do know how to cross the street. A lot of times when a newcomer comes into the room, because I still like that stuff now. I'm not going to stop liking what I like. And they bring that newcomer to me, I say, Andre, get his number. That's the solution, because I know it looked good to me. And I know that I may be able to manipulate him spiritually, coerce him, because I have some knowledge. We can be going over some step work or something in the book, and I might just say, well, why don't you just take your clothes off? No. No. This is real. This has happened. And today that brother is still not clean. And I'm not going to take responsibility for that. But I do take responsibility for my part and not him reaching out and me helping him. I didn't help him. I helped myself. Now, keep in mind, like I said, that manipulation is an aspect of the disease because we can play our own self. We can manipulate because of the nature of this disease. We can play our own selves out of order. Now, there are some rights and wrongs. There are some gray areas because everybody has their own conscience. And some things are conscious matter. Now, just recently, and I looked at how I manipulated myself into doing something against my own spirit. Because the disease rears her head. I understand that we had steps of Narcotics Anonymous. I understand that. But I understand the 10th step too. It don't say if we were wrong. It say when we were wrong. So that means I'm going to be wrong sometimes. And here's what happened. I had been looking for this computer. And some of these people heard this before time. I've been, because I'm very mobile, I have a desktop at home. But I'd be seeing people around doing this computer stuff. And I was looking for a computer. And they would, I'm frugal too, mind you. Now, I said frugal. I know language. I didn't want to pay for it. So I had this friend that called me and said, this girl had these computers that she was selling this 15.4 diagonal screens for $250. I said, yeah, because you'll pay twice the amount for that type of computer, for that brand name. But keep in mind, I said everybody got a consummate. Some people may not give a damn about something being hot. But my consciousness and my spirit says, when I buy something hot, I can't get, if it goes wrong, where I'm going to take it? Where I'm going to take it? But I wanted that computer. So I messed around with that, and I played around with that, and then I manipulated the disease. Let's say it's the disease. I manipulated myself out of position with God because I didn't want to talk to him no more. I didn't. That's my spirit. I'm getting that computer. And I went to the bank and I got that too. By the time I made my mind up fucking around with it, excuse me, she had went up to $275. I said, now I better get this thing now. So I got the computer, and like I say, this is not for anybody else except for those who understand. Some people may not give a damn about that, but I struggled with that. And I didn't want to face God again. And 11 steps sometimes will be absolutely resistant to prayer because the disease will rear its head again and say, no, you're not deserving to talk to God. And what I had to do was I had to let go again. And say, and remember what I had told God in my 11th step, don't ever let me turn my face away from you no matter what I do. So those are some examples of how, and what we beginning to understand is, what I'm beginning to understand is, a very broad spectrum of spiritual manipulation. You got the upside, you got the downside, you got the in-between, and I'm sure. So, but once again, we share in the solution. Now, the solution is I got to have a watchful eye when something hot come along and I want to be cheap. Because really, that's the reason why we steal. Or the reason why I have stolen or steal is because most of the times I have even taken tags off of some item and put on another item because I didn't believe it was worth that. Who was I? That's how you can manipulate yourself, and I'm talking about the downside of it because that has been my experience with it. Also, just like I may have manipulated a person a time or two, because they may have looked up to me because I had some knowledge of something, or they believed that. There are people who have tried to do the same thing to me. But I'm pretty good with that one. So I don't believe, and I don't remember ever being spiritually manipulated by another person. Although, yes, I did have a sponsor one time because I respected him so much. He used to always borrow money from me. And because he knew the nature of this person, because I'm a put some money away, but he made $70,000 a year, and this was 15 years ago. He could never pay his rent. So yes, I believe I did let him manipulate me because I loved him, and I always wanted to be around him, and if I didn't give him that money, I believe he wouldn't have liked me. See what I'm saying? So there's three sides of it in my experience today. There's probably some more, but that's what comes to mind. But now, since I am practicing more spiritual principles today, and I have begun to set some healthy boundaries, you can go to hell. I ain't got no money for nobody. And yes, I may have a little bit, but I do it the way that I see fit, and it's healthy for me. I didn't know that one word, no, could be so healthy in my life today. Because if you came from where I came from, and my coming up, I was a yes man, I was mealy mouth, and I couldn't say no, and I would do things for people, I'd pay your rent, because I felt like if I didn't say yes, then you wouldn't like me and you wouldn't have anything else to do with me. But I got a better understanding and a better feeling and a better thing with God now, because I know that He'll put in my life what I need in my life. Because I've been around here long enough to know that. But don't get me wrong, I ain't perfect about no matter. I still sometimes don't want to tell people that I really care and like no. But I must. However I say no, it ain't always just a no. Sometimes I give it with an explanation to soften it for you, to soften it for me so that she can understand. But no really should suffice. It really should. Anyway, I did pretty good because he's not giving me time up. But that's what I got to share, and that's my understanding at this juncture, spiritual manipulation. But remember now, we share in the solution here. I harp on that. Okay, you done the stuff. What you gonna do now? Because you can always do something different.